sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Standing outside on a cool April night in southeast Alaska, a strange, repetitive, single-note call carries through the darkness, a saw-whet owl.
Years ago, this call reminded folks in New England of the sound made when a saw blade is sharpened, or whetted, with strokes from a file.
This tiny brown and white owl is about 8 inches high and weighs just a couple of ounces. It's easily identified by its size and the bold, white Y mark above its beak and between its yellow eyes.
The saw-whet owl tends to be quiet most of the year, but the males are quite vocal for a few weeks in the spring when they're calling for a mate. A male stakes out a territory and will call for hours, night after night, until he attracts a mate. The birds quiet down once they find a mate. The call can attract predators like great horned and great gray owls.
Saw-whet owls don't build nests, but lay their eggs in cavities such as woodpecker holes. They eat small rodents, insects, bats, and birds.
Saw-whet owls are noted for their tameness. They tend to perch low in trees and can be approached closely. But because they are small, nocturnal, and usually very quiet, they're easily overlooked. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.